From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The Pentagon is assessing the results of a counterterrorism strike against al-Shabaab Islamist extremists on the Horn of Africa. Officials in Somalia say the al-Qaeda-linked fighters had launched an attack on a high-security interrogation center there. President Obama flies tonight to Tallinn, Estonia. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports he will offer security assurances to Russia's nervous neighbors, who see Russia creating turmoil in Ukraine and fear they could be next.
Ukraine is not a member of NATO. Estonia is. NATO membership comes with a guarantee that an attack on one member state is an attack on all. So in Tallinn, President Obama will assure Baltic leaders that NATO has their back if Russia starts meddling. Nick Whitney is with the European Council on Foreign Relations.
The message will be our commitment to NATO and the NATO allies is absolute. And we all have work to do to ensure that there is no tiny space of room left for doubt or miscalculation on the Russian side.
After Estonia, President Obama will fly to Wales for a NATO summit. The alliance is expected to agree to man new bases near the Russian border, putting more weight behind the message of reassurance. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, London.
Three Americans detained in North Korea were allowed to speak to foreign reporters yesterday. They were carefully monitored and called for the U.S. to send a representative to negotiate their release. Philip Yoon, executive director of the Plowshares Fund, a philanthropic group focused on peace and security, says North Korea has not been clear about what it wants from the U.S.
The difficulty here is that if you take the North Koreans at its word that they want a senior level, high-level official, it's not clear exactly what level and who they mean.
Yoon says Americans should have a full appreciation of the risks in visiting North Korea. A massive leak of photographs purporting to show celebrities in varying states of undress has been making the rounds on social media sites. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, it's also raising concerns about the security of popular cloud-based storage services.
Anonymous posts on the website 4chan claim the celebrities' photos were taken from Apple's iCloud service, which is supposed to keep its users' data private. Apple has not commented on the leak. Clifford Newman directs the Center for Computer Systems Security at USC. Newman says it's not clear yet if there was a large-scale cloud security breach or if individual accounts were hacked. But either way, Newman says users should be more careful about what they store in the cloud.
You absolutely do need to understand that anything that gets put in the cloud is not secure.
Several of the celebrities say the images are fake, but others have confirmed that they're real. Joel Rose, NPR News.
Tornadoes, heavy rain, large hail, and strong winds swept across parts of the Midwest Monday. The National Weather Service noted hail nearly 2 inches in diameter. This is NPR. Jurors begin deliberations this morning in the federal corruption trial of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell and his wife Maureen. Craig Carper with member station WCVE has more.
Jurors will rule on 14 corruption and bank fraud charges. If found guilty, the McDonnells could face decades in prison. The former governor and his wife are accused of accepting $177,000 in gifts and loans from former Star Scientific CEO Johnny Williams in exchange for promoting his company's new dietary supplement. Prosecutors say the McDonnells sold out by granting Williams use of the executive mansion to promote his product and scheduling an ultimately unfruitful meeting between Williams and the Virginia Secretary of Health. Bob McDonnell's defense team says the prosecution's evidence is largely circumstantial. They argue Williams got nothing, and the governor didn't hide anything. For NPR News, I'm Craig Carper in Richmond.
At the U.S. Open in New York, 8th seed Andy Murray prevailed over Joe Wilfried Tsonga 7-5, 7-5, 6-4, now slated to face Novak Djokovic in the next round. Murray says he's taking nothing for granted.
I mean, I just know from experience how hard it is to win one of these tournaments. I know how hard it is to go deep in them consistently as well, because the level of the game just now is extremely high.
On the women's side, 87-degree heat and high humidity got the better of Canadian Eugenie Bouchard, losing to Russian Ekaterina Makarova. Also moving into the Grand Slam quarterfinals, Serena Williams, the number one seed. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.